If you want a partner, take my hand. Or if you want to strike me down in anger, here I stand. I'm your man.
Another segue from Leonard Cohen takes us into movies on Friday with Rafer Guzman, who is film critic for Newsday and also a music critic, longtime music critic, right?
Yes, indeed, and a huge Leonard Cohen fan all my life. I remember seeing him in 1988, back before he became sort of the popular guy that he is now. And yeah, he's always been one of my favorites.
Well, we'll get your favorite Leonard Cohen song and go out on it at the end of this segment, so be thinking of that while we talk movies here. Our first movie is Arrival, which has the strange-looking pictures in the ads and has a great cast, Amy Adams, Jeremy Renner, and Forrest Whitaker.
Are you okay?
You're risking contamination.
They need to see me.
Dr. Bates.
She's walking toward the screen.
That's a proper introduction.
So this is like Close Encounters of the Third Kind meets better special effects?
Yeah, you could say that. The special effects in this movie are phenomenal. That's Amy Adams as a linguistics professor who's been brought in by the Army to make contact with these aliens who have landed. Kind of hard this week not to see everything in political terms. This is a movie about newcomers to our shores, and we're trying to figure out if we're supposed to fear them or if we're supposed to welcome them. Of course, Amy Adams is on the peacenik side. I like this movie. It's by Denis Villeneuve, who did Sicario. Intense, moody, dramatic. A lot of it's very shivery, works very well. I do think at bottom, it is a lot like Close Encounters. It is a lot like Day the Earth Stood Still. And in some ways, it feels like a very old-fashioned science fiction movie to me.
Whitaker? Good.
Whitaker's good. It's a small role. He plays the Hawk. He's the Army colonel who distrusts the aliens.
Jeremy
Renner, not one of my favorites. I always feel like he's a little sidelined, even when he's not being purposefully sidelined. I think he's okay in this film. But Amy Adams is actually quite good as a linguistics professor.
Oh, that's good. That makes it worth seeing. Almost Christmas, because it's almost Christmas, unless you go into a CVS and see that it is actually Christmas because the decorations are all over the place.
That's right. What happened to Thanksgiving?
Exactly right. This is a dysfunctional family comedy.
This is my potato salad from Poland. Pickled fish, duck sausage with mayonnaise, and to wash it all down, some milk tea with boiled tapioca balls.
Who wants pizza?
Right here.
Wait a minute. Your Aunt May went through a lot of trouble preparing all this.
Yes, I did.
The least we could do is to eat her, what's this? That's it.
A send-up on African-American holiday family traditions.
Well, like you said, the dysfunctional family comedy is pretty much its own genre at this point. It comes with a certain set of rules that this one obeys to the letter. But you do have a pretty good cast. Danny Glover plays the patriarch. That's Monique we heard right there as Aunt May. J.B. Smoove, who I think is really entertaining. You get a few glimmers here and there. You know, to me, this is one of those movies where I see these great, great actors that show up all the time, and I always wonder, why are these actors only in all-black movies? Why don't we see them in other movies? I feel like they've been relegated to this little small subgenre. And I wish I could see people like Gabrielle Union more in the movies. She doesn't really get a chance to shine here because it's so formulaic, but you know, I do have a feeling this will be a pretty popular film at the box office.
Good movie. Will Mel Gibson make it back to Hollywood with Hacksaw Ridge?
I mean, we shall see. This is a very unusual film from him. Hacksaw Ridge, a true story about a pacifist in World War II, never picks up a gun, and yet he winds up saving 75 people in Okinawa. Remarkable story. The film stays very close to the facts, and it's very well directed by Mel Gibson. You can say what you want
about
him.
He's a good director.
But that guy knows how to do a movie. And, you know, it's your classic anti-war film that also feels like a war film. It's exciting. It's bloody. It's thrilling. The battle scenes are incredible.
Wow.
But it's unusual to see a movie in which the hero, especially from Mel Gibson, never once picks up a gun, never strikes out, does any violence of any kind. That's pretty unusual.
Favorite Leonard Cohen song?
I'm going to say I Can't Forget from I'm Your Man. That's one of my favorite songs of his.
Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
Back up, ready for the struggle.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.